The Omer Abaye says, Nektinon, we'll keep like this, we learn like this. Moder almona. What's going to be in the case if the almona's house falls down? After the father, husband dies, now the house caves in. Is Eina Yoshim Chayavim Lefnoisa? The Yoshim don't have a chiyah to rebuild it. It's only the Beisoy calls them on the house is there, she has a right to live in it. But if it falls down, they don't have to rebuild it. Tanya Nami Yochel learned this also. Moder almona Shinofim, the case where the house fell in. Eina Yoshim Chayavim Lefnoisa. That's not part of the Tanaik Subra to fix it up. The Tanaik Subra is that she could stay living there. For Loyo, not only this, Elafilu Hiya Meris, even if she says, Hanichuni Vyavneni, Mishali, that Amona says, leave me alone, I want to build it up, and I'll pay for my own money, and Shremim law, the Yoshim don't have to listen to her. When the house caved down, the Basi is not here, there's no Matsnaik Suba. The Yoshim have right to say, get out, we want this property now, we're going to sell the property, we're not going to let you rebuild. Because the Tanaik Suba was only, calls them on, the house is there. What about Boy Yabai? Yabai asked a question like this. Shiftso Mahu Teiku. Let's say she herself went ahead and fixed it up. It was like cracking. Rashi says, Choska Batkeho. She went ahead and made it strong. My Rashi, Mi Arminan, Loi Mafkinan Law, Kol Yomim, Sheyochul Iskayim, Oi Dum Arminan Law, Lav Kol Kimincha. Like this, the house would have caved in another year. She went ahead and fixed it up. Now it's not going to cave in. So do the Yoshim have right to say, listen, the house was supposed to cave down and after a year, you have to go. Or else, no, now that she fixed it up already, Lamaisa, the house is still standing. As long as it's still standing, she can stay there. Take, this we have a Shaila. Omri Yefshi, let's say she says that she only wants to stay by her father's house. Fred the Gemara, so the Mishnah says that she only wants to live by her father, then the Yoshim, the kids don't have to support her. Fred the Gemara, V'leis V'lo, Kiyas V'osam. Well, why not? Why don't the Yoshim have to bring it to her when she's living by her father's house? Versus Messiah le Rav Huna. Sarayat Rav Huna. Tiyom Rav Huna. Birchas Habayis Baruga. There's a bracha in the house when there are a lot of people there. In other words, it's easier to make one big meal than to have to make two separate meals. So that's why we support you. Is only if you're by us, it's easier. But we should send you a special meal. That no. Rashi ben Ayodim Shoizim Zeh Mishtakrin Amazel the Rab Modif. Another Pshadmash says, when you have a few people working together, it goes easier, and there's a bigger mazel. So therefore, they have a right to say that when you're by us, there's a bigger mazel, we'll support you. If you're not here, we're not going to. Fred Gemara Veleis Velo Lefnei Birchas Abayis. So good. Rasha the free mash in the smart to bring us a bias with Siyosa. If you see that she's living and now there's less of a brocha there, less of an income, so support her less. But I call upon him something, you should support her. So what's Hochinami and Echnami? That much you do have to. Hochinami. That much you do. But you just don't have to support her the regular amount. But the, what you see less, that's how much you pay her less. Omar Rafuna says now, Loshin Chacham and Brocha. When Rashi says, Yesh lumad mimenu brocha v'yesh refuah. You can learn now what the Chum teach us things about brocha, about becoming rich and becoming healthy. Loshen chachomim oisher. For when the Chum's sake, learn how to become rich. And loshen chachomim marapah. For when the Chum's sake, learn how to become heal you. What does that mean? Brocha od yamarin. That we just learned about. That birchas abayis bruvah, the Chum told us things about a brocha. That the more people you have in the house, the more of a brocha, the better the mazel will be. Loshin Chachamim Oisher, where's the case of Oisher becoming rich to Tanan? Hamoich Peris Lachaveroi. Somebody sold Peris fruits to his friend. Moshach, and the person made a Kinyan Meshicha. For Loi Modad, but he didn't measure it out yet to make the exact amount of it. Kona, he's Kona. Since he made the Meshicha, made the Kinyan, it's his. Modad, let's say they measured it. For Loi Moshach, he didn't make a Kinyan yet. He didn't make the Meshicha. Loi Kona, he's not Kona. Let's say it was a Pikeach. Seicheres Mekoimai. If he wanted to make sure when somebody's touching around with your Paris, that what he gets is Kona, be Seicheres Mekoimai. Rent out that place. If you rent out the place, Rashi, it's like your Chatzar. The Chatzar of Kona Loi. Hereato Lomad Mikan Tchoro. Shloyochel HaMoicher Lachzer. That the Moicher can't go back on it. Learn out how to become rich here. If you want to go buy something, hey, before you made the Mashiach, you're afraid maybe the Meicher will retract and not sell it to you. So what you should do is, you rent that place. If you rent the Mokim, it's like your Chatzar. Now that it's in your Chatzar, automatically it becomes yours. So in other words, it's a trick of the Meicher, so the one that's selling it to you won't realize this. The one that's selling it to you, like, let you look it, but calls the money to make a Kinyan, he can retract. But if you go fast and rent this place from him, it's like you're mukim now, so you can't retract on it. Okay, so it gives you some advice how to do business. What's Marapa? Where's the case of becoming healthy? The Tanan. Or about medicine. Lo yilas adam chitim. A person should not chew wheat. V'nich agavim makos v'pesach. And leave it on his wound on Pesach. V'vesha machmitzos. Because that becomes chametz. But I call upon him, you see from here, that chewing wheat and putting it on a wound is healthy. It's a good refuah. So from this you learn refuah. Tana Rabbon, famous Gemara here. Be'shas p'tirosel sh'rebi. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rebbe was about to be niftar, Omar he said, Lebni ani tzorach, I want to see my children. Is nichnusu bonav etzle, children went to him. Omar lem, he told them like this. He's the rule b'chvod imchem. I want to be very careful to give respect to your mother, even after I die. Ner yiyadolak v'koymai. There should always be a candle or a lit. Trash eshel ha-shuchon. K'may b'chai. T'chol er ha-shabes ha-yibor le-beisim mishniftluk ha-kamon. Like we'll soon see, the famous Meister Rebbe used to come to visit his wife every Friday night. He used to make kiddush for his wife. Even after he was nifter, he used to come down. So Kitzi told him, make sure the candles are always burning right there on the Shabbos table. And Shulchan Yayarach Vim Koymai. I want to make sure the table is always set nicely. Mita Tei Mutsasim Koymai. My bed should always be made nicely also. Master even slept there Shabbos night. That's what we told the sons. Now, Yosef Chofni, Shimon Ephrosi, these two people, Haim Shimshuni B'chayai. These are the two people that took care of me, or served me when I was alive. They'll also take care of me in Olam Habo. And upstairs, they'll also take care of me. Now, here's the Rebbe Chvayt Imchem. Rebbe told his children, give cover to your mother. For at the Gemara of the Raisi, what did Rebbe tell this to his children for? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Chsiv, Kabed Asavich of Yasimecha. So what's the Chiz? What does Rebbe have to tell his children? Give respect to your mother. So Torah says it. At the Gemara, Eishes Av Hevi. It meant to say it was his father's wife. It wasn't their children. It wasn't their mother. In other words, no. He married a second wife. So he told his first children, "Respect my second wife." Eishes Avhevi. For the Gemara, Eishes Av Namidiraisa. Even your father's wife is also Midiraisa. The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says, "Kabe de Savicha v'yasimecha." What's the S? S Savicha means Zu Eishes Savicha. Your father's wife, even though it's not your mother. V'yasimecha Zu Bali Mecha. That means your mother's husband, even though it's not your father. Vov Yisrael, what's the extra vov? L'rabes ha-sachicha gadol. Midiraisi m'chuyah, to give respect to your older brother. So what did Rebbe have to tell his children for? And the Marhani Mili Mechayim. This pasuk only means calls them on they're alive. You have to give them respect. Avliyacha misaloi. Like here, after Rebbe dies, then Midiraisi not m'chuyah to give respect to his wife. L'maisa, it wasn't the children's mother. So it's not their mother. It's only it's their father's wife. So calls the man, the father is alive. They have to give her respect because of the father. But now that Rebbe died, Midiraisa, they don't have to give her respect. Rebbe told them, please still give her respect. Ner ye dolek from Kermit. I want my ner to always be lit. Shulchan yerach from Kermit. Let my table always be made. Mita te mitzas from Kermit. For the more of my timer, what was Rebbe so makbid punk that his Shabbos table and his bed should always be made? So Morris says, because the mice with Rebbe was, even after Rebbe was Niftam, Kol Beishimsha every Friday night, Hebi also Lebeisei. He used to go into his house. Some say, so the next Morris Mash, used to make Kiddush. Hebi also Lebeisei. It happened once, who Beishimsha happened once Friday night, also Shifsasa, Kokori Abova, that a neighbor came into the house to call the mother, and they never dreamt the Rebbe was there. His Omra Amsei, so the maid in the house said, Shtiko, Shah, be quiet. The Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe's here. Rebbe came to visit us. Is Kivon the Shoma, when this happens, our neighbors heard that Rebbe's here, and went around, everybody's talking, that Rebbe came back again. So the ma'aseh was shubla yosef. From then on, Rebbe didn't come back anymore. Shalohitzi laz al tzadikim rishonim. Not to be moitzi laz another tzadikim. In other words, this is a mile of tzadikim that afilu b'misosom korach hayayim. A tzadik, even after his nifter, still called like he's alive. So really, other tzadikim also could have done this. But other tzadikim didn't do this. So Rebbe didn't want to, like, to be korach. People think that only Rebbe was a tzadik and not other tzadikim. So therefore, Rebbe stopped coming home on to make Kiddush Friday night. But Rebbe used to come to make Kiddush. He said, they served me when I was alive, they'll serve me after I die also. They thought to say, who the comer, this world it means. That Kivon the Chazu, they thought to say, well, in this world he'll still be alive. But Kivon the Chazu, the Kodim Rosayu Rosayu, when they saw that these two people died, before Rebbe died, Amr, they said, you know what Rebbe meant to tell us? Shmamin al hu alma hu dekomar. That Rebbe meant to say, in Olam Habo, they'll also be able to serve me. Why did he say this? To Lalemu, they should not say, Milsa voilu. That really these two people did Averis. And the only reason why they were living so long was because of the Chus Rebbe. So that Rebbe said, no, you should know these two people are Tzadikim, and even in Olam Habo, they'll be Zerchot to be Meshamish me. Omalahen, then Rebbe said, the Chachmi is only Tzorch. I want to talk to all the Chachmi Yisrael I want to talk to. Is Nichtuchu Etzle Chachmi Yisrael. All the great people came in to visit Rebbe before he was dying. Omalem, so Rebbe told him, Al Tafsiduni Biayoris. Don't make my haspedim in the small towns. Ayoris means in the small towns. Mashmoni in the big town, make a hesped for me. But not in the small towns. We'll soon see why. Also, the Yeshivu Yeshivu Yachash Loshim Yoim. After 30 days after my Ptira, that's enough to say Aspedim, then go back to learn Torah. And the Morris of Lady learns that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi, Vashiva Yeshiva Lasek B'Torah. After 30 days of saying Aspedim enough, now the Yeshiva should go back. Vaita Shimon B'ni Chochem. You should know my son Shimon is a big Talmud Chochem. But, Gamliel B'ni Nasi. My son Gamliel, he should be the Nasi. He takes over, he'll be the Nasi. And Chanina Bar Choma, Yoshe B'Rosh, he should be the Rosh Yeshiva. That's what Rebbe said. Now we'll explain. He said, Al Tasaduni bi Ayoris. Rebbe left message, left word on Tzavor, don't make my aspedim in the small towns. So Sovimine, they thought to say, what did Rebbe mean this? Mean Mishum Tircha. He thought to say, then to make the aspedim in the small towns, there's no place to make it. I'll be a big bother to make it. Make it better in the big towns, and only the people there, there's plenty of place. And only the people around there will go there. What happened was, Kivun de Chaza. But what they saw, what really happened was, when they made the hesped in the big towns, mamish whole Klal Yisrael came. They came from all over, and it was a tremendous tircha that the people from all the small towns still had to come there. Is Amru, they said, now, you know what Rebbe meant to say? Shema Minav, here I understand, Mishum Yikaru Hu Dekomar. The reason Rebbe said this was, like to give kavod haTorah, like to give respect. So he meant to say, make their spadim in the bigger towns, that everybody can come together, and there'll be a big covid of the Shem Shemayim Mustami meant, of the Kvod HaTorah, to give respect. Hoyshivu Yeshivu Lach HaShloshim Yoyim. He also said, after 30 days after he was Nifta, then he had to go back to learn. So why do you say this for? Lo Yadifna Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chassid says by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'yivchu b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'yavris moyov shloshim yoim," that they cried for Moshe Rabbeinu 30 days, "Tlosin yoimin saftin b'yamama v'layla." For 30 days, they said as they were crying means they were saying a spedim for Moshe Rabbeinu day and night. They didn't go back to learn; they were saying a spedim day and night. Mekan v'elach after 30 days after that. Saftu b'yamama, they still said a spedim by daytime, but v'gasi b'layla, they had to learn at night, or else the opposite way. Oy saftu b'layla, either they said a spedim at nighttime, v'gasi b'yamama. The saftu t'raisi yachishasa, until the whole year went by. 12 months. After that, then they don't give any more haspedim either. So the advice of the Rebbe was the same thing. He told them, after 30 days of saying a spedim day and night, now you have to go back to open up the yeshiva. So tomorrow, hu yoyma di yashchavte, that day that Rebbe was nifter, hu yoyma di yashchavte the Rebbe, the day Rebbe was nifter, nofka baskol, basko went out to Yomro, Kol Dehebe Biashchavtei. Whoever was there, right, says in the room where Rebbe was Niftah, the Rebbe is Mezumnu L'chaylam Abo. Whoever was there in the room where Rebbe was Niftah will be Zeichet Avoylam Abo. So Mor says, a Maisu, who Kaivis? There was a certain washman, Kaivis, we call a laundryman, that Kol Yoyme Aviyasi Kaimei, every day used to visit Rebbe. Punta, who Yoyme Aviyasi? The day the Rebbe was Niftah, he wasn't there. Now, Kiv, when the Shama Ochi, when he heard the Baskil, that whoever was there will be Zeichet Avoylam Abo, and he felt so bad that he missed out. Every day I go there. Punktre, I wasn't there. He felt so bad about it. His Solok Ligri went up to the roof. Venofel, and jumped off. Venofel Arya. Or missed and died. No, Mar says, Yotza Baskel. Baskel came out to Yomer and said, Avu Kaivis Mezumenu L'chaylam Abo. This Kaivis also is Zeichet Helam Abo. And the Chura Poshe, he did something wrong. He committed suicide. You're not allowed to do it. It's an Avera. You're not allowed to kill yourself. The Vice says he had the strong kavanas here. It was bothering him so much that he lost out, not to be a Rebbe. It bothered him so much that he lost his mind. He went upstairs and like fell off. So Mar says, still he's Zeichet Helam Abo. For then the Mice was, he said, was Shimon Bini Chochem. Rebbe said, my son Shimon is a Chochem. For the Gemara, my Kama, what are you saying? Like, why my Nafkimini is a Chochem? Chochem Kama, this is what he meant to say. Afa Pish Shimon Bini Chochem, even though my son Shimon is a Chochem, but Kam Leo Bini Nasi. Kam Leo, my son, he should be the Nasi. Is all my Levi, so Levi asked, Tzrich L'meim, what do you have to say this for? Like Shita, Kam Leo should be the Nasi. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Tzrich L'chol Matlusecha. We need it for you, and L'masecha means Levi was laying for the people that can't walk. That my Kashle, what was bothering you? Ha'krokom, the Pasuk says, V'yesam Amlocha Nasi L'hayaram Kiwa Bechor. That he gave over the Malchus to his Bechor. So I tell you, there it's different. To whom the Malim Mokum of Oysav Hevi? Over there, the Pshat was, he was a Malim Mokum. He was in the same place as his father. That's why I gave it to him. But really, Rabbi Gamliel ain't a Malim Mokum of Oysav Hevi. Rabbi Gamliel was not, even though he was the Bechor, he was not at the same Madreg as Rebbe. So that's the Chiddush here, that Rebbe made him the Nasi, even though really he didn't deserve it. For the Gemari, if so, the Rebbe, my time of Rochi, how come Rebbe did it? If he wasn't as great as the other one, a Shimon, so how come he gave it to Rabbi Gamliel? So Gemara says, Nehi, the enemy Malim Malkam Avos Bechochma. True, he wasn't such a big Talmud Chochem. Like his father, it could be Shimon was a bigger Talmud Chochem, but the Yiras Chet, the Malim Malkam Avos Bechochma. But as a Yiras Chet, he was just as great as his father. That's why he gave it to him. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. So Mitzvah Shem,